This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
You hear that silence? It's the calm before the storm of a load of sales being made right here in the Sound Deals warehouse. It's great to be back.
Hi, guys. We are your hosts, Max and Ivan, and we're so excited to be here selling you some amazing products.
Absolutely. We've got a whole host of wonderful things. It is great to be back. Ivan, how has your week been?
Well, that silence at the start was quite a respite for me because there's been a lot of construction recently. Yes.
Nice. What's been being constructed?
Well, the Sound Deals warehouse is getting bigger.
Yes, absolutely.
It's getting bigger in that the youth nearby, they've been throwing bricks at the wall and the wall is crumbling down. I say construction.
Destruction.
Yes.
It was destruction. And by bigger, I mean,
open plan.
It's more open. It's been open
into
to the
car park and the elements. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. But the youths have stopped throwing bricks.
They have. They have.
What stopped them?
I gave them each a watch.
You gave them each a watch? I thought you were going to say perhaps a stern talking to.
No. I started with that and I tried. I did end up having to give them each a watch.
Wow.
Now, as you're probably aware, Max, I actually only have one watch, so I did have to buy five other watches.
Right.
Unfortunately, we have no watches in the Sound Deals warehouse at the moment.
So you had to go and.
So I just went and procured five other watches, and I did give them those watches.
Fair enough.
And, so they've said they'll stop for about half an hour or so, as long as we're recording.
Okay, but they could time that half an hour really well now.
Well, they sure can.
So that's all good.
Yeah. How have you been, Max?
Great, thanks. We've got some brilliant deals today. Let's find out what they are.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, here's deal number one.
The Lip Locker.
The Lip Locker.
Ah, yes. The lip locker. We absolutely loved the lip locker, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We sure did, Max.
And there are still a few lingering effects there, aren't there?
Oh, you betcha. Tell you what, it's been an interesting 30 days for old Ivan with the lip locker.
Yes. Food and drink, you know, essential for some. You made it work, didn't you?
I sure did. This is great for those who are looking for a nil by mouth experience.
Yes.
And what it does, it's pretty simple, really. It's a small device. It locks them lips.
It's a Ron Seal situation. You're not.
Oh, and that is one of the ingredients.
Really?
Yes.
It seals the lips.
Yes. Well, obviously, what they do is leave a little bit for a straw.
Right. Okay. So that's why you say nil by mouth. It's a sort of nil. It's almost nil by mouth.
It's not full nil by mouth. I think they tried that originally.
Right.
And that didn't go too well.
No.
Now, the lip locker has many functions, Max. It's not just about, I want to stop myself from eating. I mean, unhealthy food or even healthy food. Just stop myself eating food.
Anything, yeah.
Solids. It also gives you a little smile. Constantly.
Okay.
As you can see, the glue had a kind of reaction with my facial nerves. So
yes.
kind of slightly twitched my mouth upwards.
Yes.
Causing me to kind of permanently smile.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So what's great about that is that I was smiling even though I didn't want to. So I always look always looked happy. I do struggle with once you get the remover, the lip unlocker, which you can
it's sold
buy
separately. Isn't
yeah,
it?
No, it is a separate purchase, and it's more expensive.
Right.
But that is that you know that that's it's something you probably will want. But we don't necessarily make you buy. So the lip locker is yours for a very cheap $2.99.
Fabulous.
And should you want the lip unlocker, and you don't have to get it, but should you want it, that is available for £5,000.
Right. Wow. There's quite a jump there. Leap.
Yeah. But as I said, it's not for everyone. The lip unlocker, and people love to be lip locked for a while. So if you like it, then it's a real cheap deal that could be yours today.
Well, the smile is one of them. They say that if you're smiling, even if you're not happy, it tricks your brain into making you feel happy. Was that the case for you over the course of this 30-day experience?
I would say so. And I have to say so because of my contract.
Oh.
So that I'm going to leave it there. But yes, definitely, I would say that I was happier inside and out.
Because of your... do you sign a contract with Lip Locker?
Max, look, can we not get into this
right
now?
How many contracts have you signed?
Please, look, I just...
Why did they make you sign a contract?
What I've done is I've put my signature online on a... just like a...
like a publicly available database of some kind.
Yeah, it's part of Getty Images, so it's just available if you have a subscription. But actually, it's in a bunch of the free ones as well.
So people simply search for signature.
Yeah, and they find mine, and then I do find myself locked into.
And then they can legally use it for.
Unfortunately, they can.
They can just place it on any contract.
I've not found any way of getting out of it, I'm afraid.
Why did you put your signature on Getty? Did they pay?
That was a different issue. That was because I signed a contract, but I didn't properly read it. Yeah.
You signed a contract with Getty?
No, just with a man called Richard. But he owns my signature now,
and he's outsourced it.
Yes,
I mean,
yes, it's complicated.
And the Lip Locker team found your signature.
Yes. So that's how they got that. And unfortunately, I can't give a full review of the product.
Yeah,
you've just got to understand.
Great. I think you need urgent legal representation.
So please buy the Lip Locker today.
$2.99.
Porpoise thread.
Lovely, lovely porpoise thread.
Ah, you know, I've always wanted some purpose in life.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about the porpoise thread.
Yes, how did you get on with the porpoise thread?
It's great. Now, I was expecting some thread.
Yes, yeah. I mean, the name implies.
It does. Maybe by or for porpoises.
Yes.
Now, first of all, Max, can you just, for the listeners out there, explain what a porpoise is?
Of course, Ivan. For those at home who might not know what a porpoise is...
Yeah, for those at home.
It is a sea-dwelling creature similar to a dolphin.
Yes, of course. It's dolphin-like, but it's dolphin-adjacent.
It's dolphin-adjacent.
Yeah. So, obviously, I know that, and mm-hmm. I knew that at the time. And what is amazing is the porpoise thread. It allows you to communicate with porpoises.
Right. So so how does the thread element come in?
So, you know, it's more of a technical jargon. So if you think about the internet is, you know, often referred to as the web.
Yeah.
The tech bods over at the labs that created this technology
yeah.
have created what they call the thread. And what it is, it's a headset that you pop on, and you find yourself in a VR kind of situation.
I mean, I have to say quickly, I really thought that you, when you were talking about the internet, you were just going to mention threads of conversation.
Oh, yeah. I could have. But that's not...
That's not it. It's unrelated.
No. All I was doing was showing you an example of how, you know, some words are used, but they have no real meaning.
Right, you were showing that language is mutable, and you know.
But the internet, internet is a web. It's a connected web of information, and that's why it's called a web. Whereas a thread, it's what is it? It is this VR set that connects you inside a mechanical porpoise.
Right, again, that lives
in the sea, and you are connected.
I just have to stop you. I just have to break. Just very quickly stop
Let
you
me
there.
Finish. I just... Let me finish, Max. You are connected via one thread,
right?
An electronic thread. You know, it's wireless actually. You're connected,
right,
one on one to this mechanical porpoise. Can you see why they used? This isn't me using the word. This is the tech bods using the word thread, because what they're planning on doing,
yes,
is for every person that buys the porpoise thread,
yes,
there is a separate porpoise, mechanical porpoise in
right.
the sea.
Yes,
so you are threaded to one. It's a unique line.
A unique line between you and the porpoise. And just to try and trace the thread of your argument through, are you inferring that once enough of these mechanical porpoises and their connected headsets have been sort of activated, that will create a web? Was there some sort of parallel between threads and webs?
None at all, Max. I just, you know, for the listeners at home, like, not everybody gets why tech bods come up with names like web or thread.
Okay, and so once again, it was
so they are they aren't connected in any way, is what I'm trying to say.
Right? Yeah, words really really can be used for anything these
days.
They
sure can, and it's a real pleasure to use those words, but. These are my words, Max. They are, of course, the words of the tech bods who created the incredible porpoise thread. Now, I named my porpoise Terry. And,
Right, great.
Oh, I thought you said why.
No, is there a reason?
Yes, because he looks like a chocolate orange.
Your mechanical porpoise looks like chocolate orange.
Yes.
They're not very accurate, I have to say, at this point.
No, I've got to admit, the tech bods maybe weren't concentrating on the anatomical look.
Sure.
They were more about the quite amazing technology that
yeah.
goes into a VR headset and connected to a thing that is in the sea can communicate to animals.
Now, some critics might say, why claim their porpoises in the first place? Because you're right, the thread technology is extraordinary, but as you pointed out, the items themselves, they're just like large brown segments which kind of add up to a kind of sphere. You know, most people, if they were asked to describe what they were looking at, if it was some kind of sea-dwelling creature, they wouldn't say porpoise in their first, you know, 10 answers.
They probably wouldn't. But that's the beauty of the porpoise thread. It's unique in many, many ways.
Well, that's a very kind of accepting way of looking at it, I suppose. And how many other porpoises are out there in the sea that you were able to communicate with?
So
mechanical or otherwise?
Well, currently, thank you for adding mechanical or otherwise, currently the mechanical porpoises can only communicate to the other mechanical porpoises.
Right, I see. And how many of those are out there?
So there is just the one prototype which I was using at
Terry.
The time. Terry. So I could communicate. I was using could as in if there were more, I would have been able to.
Right, okay. So yeah. As it is... it's a solo experience.
It is currently, but it's still a wonderful one.
So, and the VR, so you have the headset on, and that allows you to see what's going on in the sea. Can Terry move?
Unfortunately not, because as we mentioned, he is a kind of large, resembling a Terry's chocolate orange.
Okay. But if in the future there were other similar chocolate oranges nearby, then you'd be able to... speak to each other,
perhaps.
Oh, but is that not yet?
Well, it's unclear from my side of things, but you know, it's all down to the tech bods and what they manage.
Well, I look forward to finding out how much. Sorry, you say there's only one prototype. Is it for sale?
No, unfortunately, it's not up for sale. But what we are offering you, the Sound Deals listeners, is the opportunity to invest.
Right, absolutely. Which is just as exciting as owning something.
Quite. Without the pressure of having the thing and, you know, worrying about the upkeep or, you know, accidentally breaking it, the insurance.
Yeah, it can be a hassle owning things.
Oh, it sure can.
But this is an opportunity. And from the sounds of things, there is a lot of opportunity here because... it seems like the tech bods have all kinds of features they're looking to add.
Yeah, and they're really open for any and all suggestions. So all they're asking for is £5,000 each.
And a steal.
As soon as they have £10 million, they're going to start the process of figuring out exactly what the porpoise thread does.
Wow. Well, Ivan, I mean, you know, maybe investing in the porpoise thread could give you that sense of purpose that you've been looking for.
Maybe.
Brand Ambassador.
It's time for Brand Ambassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's vlogging something cool.
Well, every week in the Sound Deals Warehouse, we are lucky enough to have a very special guest coming in and sharing a product of theirs. They might be the brand ambassador.
Yes.
They might have invented it.
The possibilities are endless.
Or at least four or five different possibilities.
Or mainly the two that Max just said, actually.
But, I mean, yeah, two main. There's, a couple of variations on those.
But mainly those two.
But mainly those. Either way, this week, we are very thrilled to have with us We are thrilled to have with us character comedian and actress Lolly Adefope.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
It's wonderful to have you here. And not just you, it's wonderful to have the product which you are selling, which is, of course, the incredible...
Securiton 2.1.
Securiton 2.1.
You haven't quite pronounced that right, I'm afraid.
So sorry.
It's the secure. The U has an umlaut.
Oh.
So yeah.
It's a Securiton.
Yeah.
Securiton. Yeah. Is it a German product or?
Absolutely not. No, I don't work with German produce or products.
Of course, and we won't delve into that any further. But you've made that very clear, and we of course respect that.
And I asked you not to bring that up.
Yes, apologies. Apologies for that.
We will redact that from the podcast.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, we don't have a budget for an edit, but that counts as a redaction, a verbal redaction.
Yeah, that, I'm happy with that. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. Redact.
We do redact. But yes, the Securiton 2.1.
Yeah. Well, exactly. You know, when I say to people, you know, here's the Securiton 2.1, it is shocked silence. Because it is so many things in one. The Securiton 2.1 is a fully functioning, and it's very important to say that it's fully functioning because people often assume, you know, oh, you're a comedian, you brought a product, it's going to be some faulty scam. And I would like to, you know, really hammer home that it is a fully functioning Securiton 2.0.
2.0?
Yes. We skipped the number one because we thought we want to be better than our best self. And that's actually the tagline of the Securiton 2.1.
2.1. That's the model that we're selling on Sound Deals.
Yes.
Obviously, you've been through a number of iterations. I mean, well, actually two, the 2.0 and the 2.1. And we obviously skipped the first.
We skipped the ones. Yeah.
Absolutely. But well, I suppose if it's all about being your best self, you know, why not skip straight to the two?
Exactly. Yeah. We had a year long meeting about what the title of the product would be called. We spent a lot of money on renting out rooms to hold the meeting in. And at the end of that very long year, we came to the conclusion that using the number 2.1, you know, it catches, and this is the phrase, it catches the ear of the consumer because they think to themselves, 2.1. That's got to be good.
So, Lolly, as you well know, I've been trying out the Securiton 2.1 for the last 30 days, and it's been an absolute pleasure. And what I love about it is the way it looks. Now, obviously, the listeners can't see it, so I thought the three of us together could just describe what it looks like. Maybe we'll take it in turns just to really give them a clear picture in their mind of what it is. I'll start, obviously.
Sure.
So it's got this. It's got a shiny metal exterior.
Absolutely. Yes, a shiny metal exterior. And it requires, I think it's fair to say, a lot of batteries.
Thank you for saying that. We pride ourselves on the amount of battery life that we can use up in the shortest amount of time. We spent, give or take, 2 years testing out, you know, holding multiple experiments just to make sure that we were number one at the top of the leaderboards in terms of number of batteries used, number of volts used, and bottom of the leaderboard in terms of time. And yeah, you know, it's got a shiny metal exterior. It is a full suit of armor, so it is going to look like that. And it is chargeable at 26 different points along the suit.
Now, so. I do have to ask, when I put the helmet on, I was getting a little bit of a headache. Is that something that's maybe a positive?
Well, thank you for saying that. Yeah, we work really hard on that. We pride ourselves on being the, you know, cognizance is a strange word. But, you know, in the offices, we like to say, who needs it? You know, what we wanted was for people to take off the helmet and feel relief.
And that's exactly what I felt, definitely. Yeah. Which is an interesting thing, because obviously Securiton 2.1, it's there to protect you when you wear it against theft, against, you know, punching.
Yes.
Theft and punching, the main two things that I think I saw in the manual. But also, what a relief when it's
exactly.
off me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, people say to me, how did you come up with the idea for the Securiton 2.1? And I say, well, you know, it was a formative experience in my life. I met a man, I fell in love, he punched me in the head, and he stole my heart. And, you know, theft and punching. Those are the two things we didn't want to happen.
Did he steal your heart by punching you in the head, or were they two separate incidents?
You could say
that. He did.
You could say that.
It's tough love. It's tough love. It's unorthodox, but, you know, the heart wants what the heart wants.
Yeah, and my heart didn't want that. But you're absolutely right.
Well, I mean, I think Ivan has certainly been a new man since he's been wearing that suit of armor around the warehouse.
What I love about it is that I'm wearing it, and as soon as I pick up something like a cold you know, cup, I heat it up instantly in my hands. I'm kind of a walking microwave almost.
Yeah, this is exactly it. You're a walking microwave, and you will be experiencing dangerous levels of heat both inside and outside of the Securiton 2.1. You know, what we wanted to achieve was a product that caught the headlines. I don't know if you've seen some of the headlines about the many deaths that have occurred with people wearing the Securiton 2.1. And, you know, what my mother always used to say to me, all bad news is good news. And all publicity is there for the taking.
A wise, wise woman. Yeah, you know. Regular common or garden people might say all news is good news, but the Securiton is about taking things to the next level, and all bad news is good news.
Thank you for saying that.
Which I've been trying to say to Ivan when he started to waver on, I think it was at about day 5 of wearing this giant microwave 24/7, because he likes to test each product rigorously.
Yeah. I'm a thorough boy.
Yeah, and there were moments when he was saying, you know, Max, perhaps, you know, spending all of my waking hours and quite a lot of my money buying batteries to put into the 26 sockets on the suit of armor for the sheer purpose of cooking my internal organs, maybe that's not me living my best self, but I encouraged him to just commit and keep on going.
Yeah, I would say that, Ivan, that's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
Oh, well, yeah, I apologize.
And I
just want to say it's been such a pleasure being part of the Securiton experience. It's almost an extreme sport, if it, you know, except it's not a sport, but it is extreme. It's extreme for sure.
Yeah. And it's also a sport.
Yes. Well, that was what we wanted to finally get out. It is, of course, a sport.
Yes.
An endurance sport in terms of who can wear it the longest.
Who can wear it the longest, who can not die the quickest, who can get the hottest, who can spend the most money on the batteries, who can break it in the quickest. We recommend wearing the Securiton 2.1 for 14 days straight. To break it in, and you know, it's kind of a fun game in the office. You know, who can break in theirs first? Who can cook a fried egg on your head for quickest? Who can boil an egg in the 6 minutes, or is it six or seven minutes or something like that? Anyway, we laugh about it in the office, you know. And I have to say, creating the Securiton 2.1 has brought me even closer to my colleagues.
That's such incredible news. Lolly, have you worn the Securiton 2.1 yourself?
The thing is, I have been very busy.
Right.
So for me, in terms of whether I have worn it, it's going to have to be an answer of no.
Right.
Sure. But everyone at home can wear it themselves, and for the price of
£1.
£1, which I think is an absolute bargain.
We are launching in Poundlands across the country at midnight tonight.
You heard it here first. Midnight tonight at Poundland. I mean,
come on down to Poundland. We're expecting thousands and thousands of people. Crowd in. You can get the first great glance of the Securiton 2.1. We want to pack in as many people as we can into as many Poundlands as we can, because it's going to be really exciting.
But of course, we do encourage the Sound Deals listeners to buy through us.
Yes.
Where unfortunately, it isn't a pound. It is actually £749.
Yeah.
So if you can buy through us, that would be great.
Yes.
But otherwise, go to Poundland, I guess.
Where it's a pound.
But we definitely will have at least 5 in stock.
Yes. At £749. Thank you so much, Lolly. I suppose our final question, the Securiton 2.1 is, of course, a large radioactive suit of armour with 26 battery ports. What was the Securiton 2.0?
The Securiton 2.0 was a shower curtain that doubles up as a prom dress. But There are a lot of problems with material, water resistance. You know, it was too complicated, so we decided to level up to the
real pivot.
Securiton 2.1.
A real pivot. I mean, that would have been great fun to try for 30 days, wouldn't it, Eva?
I would have loved it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it would have been a weight off my shoulders and indeed my brain.
Indeed. Well, I can send you a prototype, so.
That would be great. Well, thank you so much, Lolly, and do buy the Securiton 2.1 today.
And Ivan, you're bleeding a little from both ears.
Sorry about that.
And that's all we've got time for this week.
Thank you so much to our wonderful brand ambassador, Lolly Adefope. You can see her just on TV, I think.
Just in general.
I think if you pop it on, you'll probably find her.
She'll be there.
She's in many shows.
And she'll be smashing it in whatever she does.
She's
in Shrill, which is wonderful.
She's in Ghosts.
Yeah, she's in everything. She's the bomb. Thank you so much, Lolly, for joining us and sharing the wonders of the Securiton with the world. Now, I am going to head out of the warehouse. I can see the youths tapping their quite valuable-looking watches, Ivan. I see you didn't go. These aren't Swatch watch. You've gone big.
I wish. The youths, they actually they just walked me to a fairly expensive part of town, actually.
Yeah. So you went to like a boutique sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
Swiss,
you know,
watch.
They do like jewelry and fine watches.
Fine watches. Yeah, I can see at least one of the watches has diamonds embossed.
Yeah.
In it.
Oh, but luckily, you know, I've got enough credit cards for each watch, so I was fine.
Right. I mean, that feels like a bit of a short-term solution, but...
Well, you know, I had six credit cards, six watches.
Fabulous. So...
That's right. The watch that I had, they threw away and they made me buy another watch.
Oh, you didn't mention that.
No, they were. Yeah, because I thought, at the very least, I'll give them one watch and I'll have to buy five more.
Did they initially ask for watches? What did they want?
You know, egg on my face. It was the thing that I led with.
Right, you said.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to negotiate and I went in quite
and your
hard.
Your opening salvo was...
Well, look, if you could stop throwing bricks and destroying the warehouse for, you know, at least half an hour, I'll give you all a watch.
I mean, there's hardball and there's softball. I've never before encountered watchball as a negotiating method, but... I mean, for better or worse, it's very effective.
Yep. So, I mean, I think I'm now going to just basically be some kind of goalkeeper outside the warehouse, just trying to block as many of the bricks as possible.
A goalkeeper for bricks.
Yeah. That's my plan for the next. We'll see. Until they get bored, I guess.
Great.
What are you up to, Max?
I'm going to the theatre.
Oh, lovely.
Great. Well, have a brilliant evening.
Oh.
And yeah, we'll catch up soon. Thank you all for listening here at Sound Deals. And until hold on a minute.
Oh, what's that?
Wait.
Sorry, that's the sound of some product recalls.
Recall? That never normally happens. Okay, we'll quickly rattle through those.
Shoe shortage alarm.
Unfortunately, the shoe shortage alarm sounds when you get down to 500 pairs of shoes.
It's very, very loud.
Dino meat.
Dino meat was proven to be not just unethical, but also disgusting.
Tiki time.
It is no longer tiki time because the inventor of tiki time is a proud boy.
Feline crime badge kit.
Why anyone wanted to release a kit for people who wanted to commit feline crimes is a real mystery. We now see it was an error of judgment.
It was very popular with 40 people. They have been arrested.
Yes.
And we are recalling the product.
Bannister Vanisher.
Yes, apologies to Robert Bannister.
Wherever he may be.
We are recalling the product just in case he returns.
Your family miss you.
Rhino stripes.
A zebra can't change its stripes, and nor can a rhino.
Yes, this grey paint, it has been recalled.
Yeah, but it is being re-released under a new name of grey paint.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. Audio production by Hugh Oleska, produced by Gwyn Rhys-Davies. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxandivan.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.